Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HJ Talks About Abuse, our weekly podcast on topics related to sexual abuse and sexual assault. I'm Kathleen Hallisey. I'm a senior associate in the team. I'm joined by my colleague, Hannah Hodgson. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Kathleen.
Today, Hannah, we're going to be talking about a subject that you've brought to our attention, which is a campaign called I'm Asking For It, which is being fronted by Emily Atack. And the campaign itself has caused a lot of controversy. But before we get into this, I want to just give everyone a trigger warning. As I mentioned at the start, we are talking about things related to rape, sexual assault, and sexual abuse. So if that's something that's perhaps not going to be the best thing for you to be listening to today, then now's the time to switch off and perhaps go make yourself a nice cup of tea. For everyone else who is able to stay with us, welcome.
Thanks, Kathleen. And hi, listeners. Thanks for joining us today on this podcast. As Kathleen's mentioned, we're going to be talking about this new campaign, I'm Asking For It, which is a campaign that's being fronted by Emily Atack, and it's been created by CPB London, who are a creative agency, and Right to Equality, who are a campaigning body. The point of this campaign is to put pressure on Parliament to update laws relating to sexual offences and introduce a new affirmative consent model. So the campaign has been launched actually last week during the run-up to International Women's Day, which was on the 8th of March, I believe. So it was sort of like the perfect time to get this campaign off of the ground. And so we're seeing this everywhere, really. I think it's being produced on social media websites. I've seen it a lot across London, actually. So it's trying to spread far and wide, which is great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I kind of first came across it and some of the headlines around it, that there were some campaigners and victims and survivors of sexual abuse that thought that it was really in poor taste and should be taken down. But I think the point of the campaign with Emily Atack's face and across that saying, I'm asking for it, was to be controversial in order to draw attention to the issue. So I think it certainly has achieved that goal.
Yes, I was just going to mention the wording of the campaign. It's definitely really clever. I think it gets people's attention with the play on words there. And, you know, it's changing the meaning of it to a positive. You know, I'm not asking for it in the way that, you know, is usually meant, but I'm asking for change. So it's definitely something that jumps out to people when they see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, this turns on the topic of consent and issues around consent. So just to dive into that a little bit, currently in the UK, the concept of affirmative consent, where somebody would actively, voluntarily, and mutually decide to engage in sexual activity, is not recognized in UK law. So really what we have in this situation is, when it comes to consent, is the idea of kind of an implied consent, rather than someone have to affirmatively say, yes, I want that sexual contact, I want to have sex or engage in some type of sexual activity. So it would be really a fundamental change, I think, not only in the law, but also in the way that people engage in sexual activity with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the purpose of this campaign and the main point really is to remove this sort of level of uncertainty and to really underline that only yes means yes. So even in the event where people are saying no, you know, sadly, that's not good enough in a lot of cases, and we're having issues of implied consent. So that's what this campaign is really looking to target and really looking to change the law to require a clear yes to sex when it comes to consent.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also too, looking at the UK's rape conviction rates, this is clearly an issue around consent. Some surveys suggest that 68% of adults believe that consent should be given before every sexual activity, even if it's been given before, but just 13% of Brits feel asking for consent before or during sex is awkward. And so I think, you know, if we're being realistic about this, a lot of people are probably not asking for consent throughout kind of an intimate moment or intimate moments. So this would be completely kind of turning everything on its head, really.
Yeah, I think it's definitely being produced to help eliminate this sort of grey area that exists at the moment in the law. And I think it's great that it's being fronted by Emily Atack. I know she's done a lot of work in this area. I think she had a program herself out at the beginning of 2023. I think it was also called I'm Asking For It, and it addressed these kinds of issues. So it's a really relevant topic, and it's great to be headed by someone who, you know, clearly is working towards this goal too.
Yeah, I thought one of the things that was interesting too about her kind of getting behind this campaign and fronting this campaign is that she recognized, and she's talked a lot about the kind of issues around cyber stalking, cyber sexual harassment, where, you know, being sent sexually explicit images across social media when you haven't asked for those images to be sent to you. And so from what I understand, that got her to start thinking about consent generally, and therefore being willing to kind of front this really interesting and I would say provocative, but provocative in a good way, campaign, certainly gotten people talking.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting as well. I was reading some of her research, and she said, you know, from producing the program and all of her research, the one thing that she found quite consistent, especially with sexual abuse that was happening online, was the thrill that perpetrators were getting out of it without having the consent. And so this is clearly a really crucial thing that needs to change. And I think an approach like this to remove any uncertainty is hopefully going to have positive impact if this is something that is quite a consistent and prevalent problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, then it would be ensuring that this idea of affirmative consent includes situations like what you were just saying. You know, I think the term is cyber flashing. I was just checking that, where, you know, sexually explicit images are sent over social media platforms, that, you know, if you haven't consented to that, you haven't said yes that I want that. The same as, you know, if you haven't said yes to some type of actual sexual contact, that those both would be considered crimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this impacts change within the law. And I know it's captured a lot of attention, which is really positive to see. So hopefully it continues.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, I'm just reminded of a topic I was discussing earlier this week, and following an article in The Guardian about kind of some perceptions that even rape prosecutors have around, you know, what types of sexual assault should be prosecuted, and some victim blaming going on there as well. So, you know, this would really have significant and far-reaching consequences if there was to be a change in the law on consent, not just from an everyday person's point of view in terms of an education around consent and educating young people and all people about, you know, yes means yes, and that's all that consent will be. Anything other than a yes is not consenting to it, but also clearly would change attitudes in a legal arena, because if consent is affirmative, then it would mean that these kind of ideas that perhaps some prosecutors might have, and certainly other people have as well, around a victim being to blame in some way would be removed, because it just wouldn't be part of the law anymore.
Yeah, definitely. It just leaves no scope for uncertainty. And I think that's the issue at the moment. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, I think it's, you know, like a lot of the things that we talk about, Hannah, it's another kind of watch this space. Let's see what happens with this. This is obviously a campaign that's just been introduced. And if the law on consent is to be changed in this country, that's obviously going to take a bit of time to make its way through Parliament and legal processes. But I'm sure we'll be keeping on top of this and talking about this again in the future as this story develops.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, Kathleen.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention. Really important that we have spoken about this. And again, as I say, talk about this more in the future as we see how this develops.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.